T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be? It's 6:31, 20 seconds to go right along with it, Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we take you until the Nets and the Suns, 8:45, right here on your fan, New York City.
I'm sick of losing, honestly. I'm sick of losing. Yeah, I mean, it's enough. Enough is enough, honestly. I'm fed up with losing.
It's a play fake. And
we played tough. I mean, we didn't execute. That's as simple as that. We played tough. We were in it till the end. We gave ourselves a chance to win or tie the ball game, and we didn't execute.
Fire me! Fire me! Fire me!
Low snap. Donald feeling the heat. Donald is sacked. Bad snap again. Donald corrals it, and he's picked off! On the return, it's Baker, and Baker scores!
It was fine. We didn't play well on offense, period. It wasn't just a snapping thing. It was just a... We didn't execute anything.
Fire me! Fire me! Fire me!
I'm just wondering, what's the point?
Donald, going to go in trouble, and he's going down! And a loss of 10 on the play.
No, two for sure. You like to have back. The last one was fourth down. He had to throw it up, but...
Fourth and 15. Wake is coming. Donald steps up. Picked off! Donald flushed out. On the run. Throws it deep in the direction of Carson. It's intercepted!
They weren't great throws, and he liked to have them back, but... You know, we'll go back to the drawing board.
Fire me! Fire me! Fire me!
I'm mad after every loss. I just don't show it often. You know, I just don't show it often, man. I don't like losing. I'm a sore loser. And we got to figure it out.
Dolphins stop a two-game losing streak. They go to 5-4 while the Jets lose their third straight game.
A tough loss, and we'll go back to the drawing board and fight. Our team is together, and we understand where we are, and we just got to get back to work tomorrow.
Fire me! Fire me! Fire me!
No, I don't have a general concern. I have a general concern about us scoring points and moving the ball consistently.
You did this? How could you be so irresponsible? You're fired!
Not many votes today for Todd Bowles. Those taking an exit poll want him to exit. He might have it easier winning an election and football games. These days, four of our favorite words used 24/7 are culture, character, narrative, and everybody's favorite, developing. Right now, the narrative with the New York Jets is everybody wants to change the culture, and with character guys on the roster, it's a young team that needs to develop. You know who needs to develop more than Sam the Man or any player you can think of or just about anyone within the organization? The guy who needs to develop is Todd Bowles. The same Todd Bowles who has issues with multiple choice. Should he punt? Should he go for three? Should he go for it on fourth down? Should he accept or decline the penalty? Should he call a timeout? How about the timeout he called with 5:44 to go in the first quarter? And the timeout he called 1:21 into the third quarter. And why was this? Because the yellow flag was about to fly on delay of game. And it's either with Todd Bowles and these Jets... another pre-snap penalty or another bad snap from Spencer, who was in there too long. Todd Bowles thought his defense on Sunday needed to force some takeaways. A defense that was superb. A defense that gave less to Miami than his offense. Of course, with Todd, it's all about execution with the offense, and if you're Todd Bowles, don't be giving anybody ideas. With a loss to Buffalo, if the Jet fan hears again about execution, the Jet fan will be all for it. You wonder if Dave Gettleman of the New York Football Giants heard Jamal Adams after the game on Sunday. Wasn't it Dave who said in no uncertain terms that he wants players who want to win but hate losing? Jamal Adams, he's a player you would want on any team you could think of. And even though you have to see the Jets developing, you hate to see these Jets developing their losing ways. You love what you heard from him. And Robbie Anderson as well, who said in so many words, "I'm tired of rebuilding." We know what he really meant to say, since rebuilding is so yesterday. He's tired of the narrative, tired of the same old culture, tired of developing. What he wants to do is develop a win. And if the Jets lose to Buffalo this coming weekend, a team that has scored 5, 6, and 9 points in their last 3 games, then Todd Bowles will know, if he doesn't already, that running for public office might be something where he could find a win. By the way, developing, changing the culture, changing the narrative, the New York Knickerbockers, yes, they're losing, but they have a coach who knows when to use his timeouts and will take all the field goals he can get. Last night, yes, double overtime loss, but one thoroughly entertaining basketball game between 2 developing teams. And the Knickerbockers, at the end of regulation, they had possession. They had a chance to win it at the end of regulation. No. They had another chance at the end of the first overtime, but no. And unless there is a flagrant foul, unless you have assault and battery, unless it's manslaughter itself, you don't call a foul with 0.2 seconds to play. And yes, Moutier did foul Levine, that's for sure. But let the players decide the outcome so that either way, for the Knickerbockers or for the Bulls, let the players, after 2 overtimes yet, let them decide. And that didn't happen because the officials didn't swallow the whistle. With more video replays in this double overtime game than points scored, hard to believe that the Bulls would commit 4 turnovers and be out of bounds with the ball on 3 possessions in the first overtime and still win the game. But the Knickerbockers, a coach who is a positive, a coach who is a student of the game, with students willing to do their homework to learn the NBA. The Knickerbockers, with their coach, their youth, and their effort, are a work in progress, a team worthy of watching because they are developing, and they're developing the right way. By the way, I know we'll get into this with some hot stove. First of all, it's not even like new news already about Tebow and the New York Metropolitans. We did not know the name of the agent, but we knew when Cespedes came to the Mets for the big contract that Tebow had to come along with him. Otherwise, I mean, that was the speculation we were all talking about then. And, of course, we didn't know the name Van Wagenen as the agent representing both Cespedes and with Tebow, but it was pretty much a given that Cespedes was delivered to the New York Metropolitans if they were going to also sign and put within their system Tim Tebow. So the fact that we're hearing today that Tim Tebow, and of course his former agent, now the GM, the whole thing already, what? The fact that Tim Tebow is coming back to the organization to be in AAA, this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But the bottom line is, and we would have seen him in September if he had not gotten hurt. Of course we would have seen Tim Tebow, not Peter Alonso, but Tim Tebow. And the New York Yankees, and of course this is not a news story either, we know they're going after pitching. That may, I mean, let's face it already, and they'll go maybe after Harper, and whether he plays first, and there's no room in that crowded outfield, especially with Gardner coming back, and Clint Frazier and Gardner might be sharing left field, but sure, Bryce Harper, the left-handed bat, the star that he is, he could be over there at first with Bird and or Voit on the way out. But the bottom line is, I can't see the Cleveland Indians, of all people, you know, trading Corey Kluber to the New York Yankees. That would be like the Indians throwing up a white flag. Now, we know he doesn't have the great postseason numbers, and at the age of 31, 32, yes, during the regular season, and not a lot of miles on the arm, we know from that, and a two-time Cy Young Award winner, we know from that, certainly is as professional as they come, not a spring chicken, but certainly a veteran, and the Yankees are certainly number one priority looking for openers. They're looking for beginners. It used to be known as starters. So we know that Corbin, you know, most likely right now they're fitting him for a uniform. And he's from here and he grew up a Yankee fan. He wears Andy Pettit's number. He's the left-hander, the whole thing. And Paxton is another story, but you might have to bring along Cano to get Paxton out of Seattle. But Corey Kluber, I mean, raise your hand if you really think there's a good chance that the Cleveland Indians would trade a very, very good pitcher to the New York Yankees. Can't see it happening. Anyway, let's take a little bit of a break and get right away to your telephone calls. The developing New York Jets. What are they developing? Losing is what they're developing. You want to see once in a while a win. And, of course, the Knickerbockers lose in double overtime last night. We could talk about that game. We could talk about with the hot stove, with the Tebow. All of a sudden, it's like the airwaves. They're like steaming already with the Tebow and with the Mets. And the Mets, by the way, and this I don't understand, then we'll take a break and get right away to your telephone calls up until the Nets at 8:45. Then the Mets made a big change. They fired their bullpen coach. And you wonder, what was he doing to get himself fired? Obviously, when Callaway was calling the bullpen, he was getting voicemail. Not very smart on the part of the bullpen coach. What is it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.